Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix! Don't be a loser!
I know Brad from Port Orchard is. Brad, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Brad, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday by chance?
I was, but I didn't hear the three clues.
Oh, no.
That's totally fine. Yeah. It's okay. It happens to the best of us. Don't even worry about it.
It's an even playing field now.
That's cheating anyway.
Thank you. I'm glad that you have integrity.
Oh, Steve, it is time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Brad has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
The band Hanson are a group of how many brothers?
2.
No.
3.
Correct. The movie Wicked is a prequel to which classic movie?
Snow White.
No.
Ash.
Which country is known as the land of white elephants?
White elephants pass.
What funny girl actress has cloned her dog twice?
Barbara Streisand.
Correct. In the game of bingo, which number is represented by the phrase two little ducks?
Zero?
No.
1.
No.
Pass.
In which film did father and son actors Will and Jaden Smith first appear together? Brad. Brad. You dropped a deuce.
Oh, boy.
I did.
You sure did. And you know, every time I think of dropping a deuce, I think of Taryn.
Oh, thank you.
Because that's the score you got. Your very
first time. Yeah.
Beating Migs or trying to.
I still want another shot at it one of these days.
You don't deserve a shot after that performance.
Wow.
If memory serves me correct, you only had 2 right.
The first time. The second time, I got 4.
Okay.
See? Progress. Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
The band Hanson are a group of how many brothers?
Three.
Correct. The movie Wicked is a prequel to which classic movie?
Oh, I just recently figured this out, and it blew my mind. Wizard of Oz.
Yes. Oh, my.
It took me forever to figure that out.
Which country is known as the land of white elephants?
The land of white elephants. America.
No. I wish.
Which country?
Yes.
Africa?
No.
China?
No. What funny girl actress has cloned her dog twice?
What's her name? Nikki Glaser?
No.
I think she's funny. I don't know Funny Girl. Tina Fey.
No.
Amy Poehler.
No. In the game of bingo, which number is represented by the phrase two little dots?
Oh, my gosh. Four?
No.
Six?
Ooh, no.
Two?
No. In which film did father and son actors Will and Jaden Smith first appear together?
The Pursuit of Happiness.
Correct. The Bengals are an NFL team from what city?
Cincinnati.
You
and
know
they're playing
it.
Tonight.
Ooh, Steve.
I wouldn't know.
That wasn't great, but you did get four correct, which was actually double Brad's score.
Yes.
So that is a win 4-2.
Damn it.
Sorry, Brad.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
I don't want to tell anyone what to do, but maybe you both should have listened to that cheat sheet because it really would have helped y'all. The country known as the land of white elephants.
Thailand.
Correct. On the cheat sheet. One that Brad.
Oh, that's why you knew it.
Yeah. So smart over here.
The one that Brad knew that you didn't. What Funny Girl actress has cloned her dog twice?
I just saw it at the Paramount. Barbra Streisand.
Oh.
Which is weird to me, but you know, people do what they're going to do.
It's okay. I my answer is going to be Zooey Deschanel. But that's New Girl, not Funny
New
Girl.
Oh. Good show. I'm like, I don't even know what is Funny Girl, a television show?
No, it's a musical.
No, I know that now because I remember you telling us about it. But.
And you were on the right track. In the game of bingo, which number is represented by the phrase two little ducks? You said two, but there's two twos, two little ducks.
Four?
Oh, no. My gosh.
22.
Oh.
You did not deserve to win after what you just said there.
Well, what's 2 + 2?
Oh, I gotta go. I gotta leave or something.
I didn't know I was gonna get bingo shame today on the Rock.
Yeah, you are. But somehow you still won, so congrats.
Rockaholics, we would love for you to join us at Live Night, which is happening December 13th at Showbox Soto, where we are up on the stage and you get to kick it with us. You could even play Beat Migs in the audience.
We'll be playing Beat Migs a couple of times. Also, we're going to do Hook or Shook, a special ukulele edition version of it with our friend Micah the Beast from Me, My Uke, and I. But the greatest thing ever is that the greatest offensive lineman, greatest player for the Seahawks, well, up there, but member of the Hall of Fame, member of the Ring of Honor, Walter Jones, Big Walt himself is going to be joining us, and possibly some other surprise guests as well.
The Men's Room are going to do their show live, and you can be part of it by getting tickets at KISW.com. A member of this show went to a concert, which led you to feeling a certain way about it, Steve Migs.
And it has nothing to do with the artist that they went to see, but I don't know if I could go to concerts anymore after seeing what I saw.
Oh, wow.
On their Instagram stories.
You will find out why Steve feels this way after Soundgarden.
The Daily Mix Show.
Sarah, you did something crazy last night. You went out on a school night.
I know. I saw your stories. It was like date night, and there's you and George all dolled up. I'm like, what the hell's going on a freaking Wednesday?
Well, first, we went to the lovely restaurant of Denny's.
Yeah, romance.
We've been in the middle of a massive argument behind the scenes on our show because three of the four members of the show think that's awesome.
Yes, and one does not.
And the other one's stupid, Danny.
Wow!
But it was funny because I was posting the date night and I posted us at Denny's and everyone was like, that's your date night going to Denny's.
I thought that was all you were doing last night. I was like, I don't know why, but I absolutely love that you guys went out to go to Denny's.
Which is so something I would
do. Get dressed up.
Right. But I actually ended up dragging my husband to a concert at Showbox Soto for a...
Don't say the name.
Oh, okay.
I want to see if... Taryn, can you pronounce this name?
Blixt.
Okay. Danny, can you pronounce this name?
Yeah, I just thought it was Blast.
Blast? I was like, Blaxt?
Danny would be correct.
Blast.
It's just Blast, but instead of an A, there's an X.
Because he's hardcore.
Edgy.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when Kesha had, instead of an S, the dollar sign.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, that made more sense. At least it looked like the letter S.
I guess, yeah. But yeah, it's just Blast.
Okay.
Blast
right.
With an X.
Who am I to tell him what to do with all the money that he's making with the name that I can't pronounce?
Yeah, I turned Taryn on to this when we went to San Diego.
Yeah.
We listened to this song way too many times in our hotel room.
Well, I saw you at the concert, and I don't care about his music.
Do not.
No disrespect. I mean, but it's fine. But there was something going on in that concert that was just kind of hurting my brain, and I don't know if you know what it was.
I have a guess because it was hurting George's brain.
It was driving me insane, and I'm like, I don't know if I could go to a concert anymore if this is what we're doing at concerts. I know it's been an age-old argument. Do you think, what do you think it is?
I am going to guess the amount of phones that were filming.
I don't know if you watched her Instagram
stories. I did, but I guess I wasn't paying attention to that part.
I could not stop looking at that. And I mean, I usually don't get too worked up about people pulling out their cell phones. I'm like, I get it. This is, we have phones in our pockets and we all want to remember things and take the pictures, take all the moments. I get that. But there's every post that you posted, every single person is holding their cell phone up in the air and filming.
Including Sarah.
Including
Weird.
Sarah.
Weird.
Okay.
Right.
I only did it for like three or four of his songs, but there was one guy that had two phones and almost the entire show, what? Both of his arms must be sore today because they were both up.
Oh, I was hoping one was on the concert and the other one was on him so he could have an instant reaction video of him like kind of enjoying it, and then he edits it together for a YouTube page that has 4 subscribers.
Well, I mean, I will not even tell you how many women were with a group of friends and they were like, okay, have the flashlight with your phone and then film me dancing.
No
so
way.
It was like all staged.
So this is just one giant Instagram stories op
yes,
for everybody.
Yes. And I was in front of two girls at one point and one of the girls was taller than me. And so, and she was filming literally almost the entire show. I watched part of the show through her phone.
Okay. Question. Very important. Did you twerk?
I twerked a little on George for sure. Mm. He didn't
how is George,
love it.
How is George throughout this?
George is being a very, very good sport.
He's being a good husband.
He luckily actually likes this artist. It's a little bit more chill than throw that booty back. So there wasn't a lot of that necessarily.
Is that the Pearl Jam song?
Throw that booty back.
I remember when Eddie sang that.
But yeah, I think he was very happy that it was over literally at 10 p.m.
That's the thing that I'm so excited about for you is that you look rested because that was an early show.
It was early, but my problem was George, we got home. George fell asleep in 2 seconds. Me, I'm literally rewatching all of my videos.
Oh,
I just
good
took.
Thing you filmed all of those videos.
I was reliving them. I've watched my Instagram story like 5 times already this morning, just with pure joy.
I've never seen that many people holding up cell phones in my entire life. It was a sea of cell phones. Go to your Instagram if people want to see it.
Yeah, I literally wrote and like, look at how many cameras are out.
Crazy.
Like, it was so unnerving. I was like, oh my gosh, if I was at this concert and this was an artist that I was a fan of, which I'm not, but if I was, I would be so annoyed because yeah. I would, at some point, I'm like, okay, can we all just agree to put our phones down? I think you got enough video footage. It's like when people film fireworks. It's like,
right.
Okay, you got it. I get it. But do you have to spend the entire time filming it?
It's going to look like crap, the fireworks, for sure.
And the concert footage is probably, I mean, honestly, like, your videos were a sea of cameras, and then you could see two dudes wrapping up on stage a little bit.
Well, and then I felt bad because, well, I mean, it was an all-ages show, and I'm, like, not tall, really, but there was so many shorter people than me, and I was like, they really can't see anything.
Oh, no.
It was great, though.
Also, just I am blown away that the show was done by 10 o'clock.
I would go out on the weeknights way more if I could guarantee that.
Like, why aren't rock bands doing that?
Right? Like, let's take a note from Blast.
I've been to one. And it was Alkaline Trio, and I was in home in bed by 10:15, and I was like, "What is this?" I was like, "What is, did they? Was it daylight savings? What's happening?"
That's crazy. Yeah,
let's do more of that, please. Netflix has released a new trailer for the upcoming season of Stranger Things. Many are excited for the new season, including me, but others have some opinions to share,
including me.
So we're gonna go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Yesterday was Stranger Things Day, which, by the way, I was today years old when I learned that there is a Stranger Things Day.
I don't even know what that means.
And I'm a fan of the show, so I don't know. Apparently,
I watched the first season, and that's it.
Well, apparently, the first season, when Will Byers goes missing, it's November 6th of 1983. So that is why every year on November 6th, we apparently celebrate Stranger Things Day. So in celebration of this day yesterday, Netflix released a teaser for how the show's fifth and final season is going to go.
And I saw the I was like, okay, let me just see what the teaser's all about, because people were kind of posting about it. The funny thing is, it's just the theme song.
It's just the theme
and
song.
And words.
And words.
Names of the episodes. The Turbo Trap. Sorcerer. Shock Jock. Well, that could be a good one.
Tune into that for
Escape
sure.
from Kamazots. The Bridge. And the Right Side Up.
It gives absolutely no footage of anything that they have filmed.
No, it's just words in the logo of the show.
That is so dumb.
I know. If you're a fan, you're like, oh, man, here we go. And then it's just the music and a bunch of words. You're like, you just wasted a minute of my life.
Season 5 will premiere sometime in 2025. So many are very excited about this new season, and others have some opinions. So let's go straight to the comments.
Found a few of these comments. We sent them to our production director, Jason, and said, hey, pick out some of your favorite. Do whatever impression you want, just to illustrate how people get worked up over stupid ass on social media. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for the first comment about the upcoming season of Stranger Things?
Get me with it.
What was the point of this trailer?
Just to let us know what the names of the episodes are.
We didn't ask for that. We did not ask for that.
Just give us something, a little something.
A nugget.
Eh. Too late. No one cares anymore.
I hate's a strong word, but I hate when people go, nobody cares about whatever it is, when then you look and there's like a thread of a bunch of people who clearly care because they're commenting on it. So maybe you don't care, but say...
You don't speak for everyone.
I get worked up over this.
You don't speak
stuff.
For everyone.
I was literally about to agree with this commenter.
That is a very Sarah comment.
I mean, I've seen...
You narcissist, you think just you don't care that nobody cares?
Yes. Okay. Have you met me?
Yeah.
I'll probably watch it, but I'm like, wow, they're still doing another season? Aren't we kind of over this?
Have you watched all the seasons?
I have.
This is the final season, Sarah. This is the conclusion.
It should have ended season 4. It's been too long.
This is season 5.
I know.
But season 4 wrapped up in 2022, so we're like three years.
It's been so long, right.
How old are these kids now?
Well, that's the other thing, Steve, is apparently this new season, they are like time traveling to like 1987 a little bit.
That's how they cover the fact that they're not
all grown adults
they're
now.
They're not children anymore.
Yeah, it's very frustrating.
Don't show me another ad until it's 2025. One of the worst moves this show makes is how long it takes between seasons. Better have an amazing recap before the first episode.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I have forgotten almost everything that happened.
Sometimes
in
quality takes time, you guys. Why am I defending a show I stopped watching after the first season?
Hey, you know what? If it's not coming out until sometime in 2025, you have time to catch up on the other three seasons.
I guarantee you that's not going to happen.
I stopped watching after season 1. Show sucks now.
How do you know that the show sucks if you haven't watched it? I love people on social media.
This show is still a thing? That's so 5 years ago.
Yeah. No, it's actually so 1983, but, you know.
All right, we got one more.
They take too long for new seasons that the kids in the show are now pushing 40.
LOL.
Just like Sarah.
Ouch.
There's a rental car company that just charged a guy $10,000 because he drove 25,000 miles in 1 month, even with unlimited mileage. We're going to tell you all about it during What's Trending after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that many of our rockaholics are just waking up and getting the morning going and trying to make sense of the world of pop culture because there's so much going on out there. So we're here to break it down for you and tell you what's trending. Yesterday, Vice President Kamala Harris conceded the election to Donald Trump. She called him up and then gave a 12-minute speech to her supporters at Howard University. Here is some of what she said.
And I'll close with this. There's an adage an historian once called a law of history, true of every society across the ages. The adage is, only when it is dark enough can you see the stars. I know many people feel like we are entering a dark time, but for the benefit of us all, I hope that is not the case. But here's the thing, America, if it is, let us fill the sky with the light of a brilliant, brilliant billion of stars. The light of optimism, of faith, of truth, and service.
I always wish that I thought a concession speech was great. I'm a sucker for a good concession speech. I know that sounds weird, but whenever the elections happen, I always look forward to seeing how somebody handles losing in such like, you know, I mean, it's a tough thing. And I think more often than not, they're always great. I mean, one of my favorites was, remember when John McCain lost to Obama?
Yes.
And I remember he did like the concession speech, and then he mentioned how he was like, you know, conceding to Barack Obama, and then people started booing, and that just happened because it's his supporters. And he just looked at everyone and kind of did that like, settle down.
Yeah.
And then they tried booing again, and he did the settle down thing, and then I was like, man, that's a classy move on his part.
For sure.
The speeches are cool. I wish they would just record the phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to hear the phone calls. Like, I love when, like, you know, the Seahawks make a draft pick and they call the kid and then like, there's that awkward conversation. I feel like this would just be on a whole other level.
New phone, who dis?
Yeah. Who is this? And you are? I just ran against you for president. Yeah, it's not ringing a bell. I got things to do. I got to get ready to run the country. I got to go. Bye. Oh, man, this is a strange story that happened. And this guy's going viral on TikTok. He went and rented a car through Hertz Rent-A-Car, and they tried to charge him $10,000.
Ouch.
Even though he had unlimited miles on his contract, they're like, look, you drove 25,000 miles, which is a lot of miles, but if you have unlimited miles, isn't that the whole point? Well, anyways, he got into a big argument with someone who worked there. The dude who was trying to, you know, handle it, the one that's being dinged for the 10 grand, he recorded himself having this conversation, and here's how it sounded.
You're going to charge this to $10,000 to my credit?
Yes.
When this literally, that's not even allowed. But I never signed.
You show me where it says I can't charge it.
It literally says to refer to this if there's anything extra. I've never signed anything saying that I could only go 100 miles a day or anything like that, or that I would have to pay more.
Right. But you also never, like you said earlier,
you just agreed, right? I never have signed
you've
that.
You've never signed anything that's in there. But you also never signed anything saying we allowed you to drive 25,000
no,
miles.
No, unlimited is what, 100,000
no,
miles.
No, it is not.
I would look at that guy, I can't do this anymore. I can't have this conversation. You ever get into an argument with someone in customer service and you're just like, are we speaking the same language?
Yeah. I'm just going to walk away.
I guess at Hearst eventually they did apologize for the situation once they probably heard what happened.
I mean, what was the guy doing 25,000 miles in 1 month? That's almost 1,000 miles a day.
Oh, well, he must be commuting from Stanwood to Seattle every day.
So relatable. Rockaholics, it is that time of the morning where we need someone to try and take down Steve Miggs. And he has a record of 313 wins, 93 losses, and 55 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We play Beat Miggs at 850.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.